You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. An alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. The combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem is created. As the cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, it makes it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, the sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. So people should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel helps. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting it and tossing it. This will help reduce strain on the heart. Older adults live relatively sedentary lifestyles, especially during the winter. And it doesn't help that people naturally hold their breath while lifting heavy objects. It's a phenomenon known as the Valsalva maneuver. And this sudden pressure surge can significantly spike blood pressure, increasing the risk of a cardiac event. And the problem becomes even more complex because heart attacks don't always start with a dramatic chest pain. Some begin with mild discomfort, shortness of breath, or nausea. So shovel in shifts and ask a neighbor for help. And seasonal weight restrictions are put into place on our roads every year when the frost is coming out of the ground. It's important to protect the pavement, which is damaged more easily by heavy loads during the thaw. So starting Friday, the Portage County Highway Department will impose seasonal weight restrictions on various county trunk highways. Portage County Highway Department will begin installing signs along all posted roads beginning at 7 a.m. on March 7th, and enforcement will begin when the signs are installed. And although the snow is flying now, Boulder Junction's Winter Park is officially closed for the season, and so is Sylvan Hills Tubing in Wausau. 9 Mile cross-country skiing may open back up, depending on how much snow we get and if it can be groomed. Otherwise, Granite Peak still has all of their trails open and lifts running for winter rec enthusiasts. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin, and it gives us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. Plus, low pay and low rates of diversity are problems statewide. Savannah Tomei-Olsen explains.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, but they need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival.
A new audit of the voting machines in the November election found that all counted votes were tabulated correctly by voting machines in the Badger State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission conducted this audit. It's required under state law. 336 clerks hand-counted ballots to check them against the results of their tabulators. It found no miscounts or missed ballots. Meanwhile, they did find 5 errors in the audit of those 330,000-ish ballots. But they were all caused by people, not machines. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf hopes this gives people faith in our election results. Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris by 29,000 votes here in November. And if you want a spot on any of the NFL draft activities in Green Bay this April, you may want to register now. Lisa Hale has more.
Fans who want to attend any of the free events at Titletown for the NFL Draft Experience or who want to watch the draft activities at Lambeau Field are encouraged to register now and secure their spot for the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, April 24th through the 26th. You can register by downloading the NFL OnePass app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Fans can also register online at nfl.com/draft access. All adults who want to attend must register, and each adult can include up to 5 children per entry. The events are free and are on a first-come, first-served basis. See our story at civicmedia.us for information.
And the Wausau Parks and Recreation Committee is considering having pop-up beer gardens in the city parks. It's a concept proven profitable and popular in other areas like De Pere and Milwaukee. They rotate parks and bring in a couple $1 million in revenue. Discussions are happening now on starting small and potentially amending laws to include wine sales. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor, who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
And a Dane County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to launch a new program aimed at giving incarcerated mothers and their infants more time together. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin and cited a 1991 law requiring the Department of Corrections to provide a mother-young child care program for incarcerated individuals with a child under 1 year old. The program would include accommodations for mothers to be in the least restrictive confinement possible to care for their child. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a 3-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Anora was the big story at the Oscars this year, and if you haven't seen it yet in theaters or on pay-per-view, you'll soon have an opportunity to stream it. Anora was nominated for 6 Oscars and won 5. The film also made history as director Sean Baker tied the record for winning the most Oscars in one night by one person. He's in pretty good company, too. The record was held exclusively by Walt Disney until Sunday night. If you want to see what all the fuss is about, check out Anora on Hulu March 17th. In case you haven't heard, word has gotten out that Adrian Brody's partner that he mentioned in his lengthy acceptance speech, which I believe is still going on.
There's so many people to thank. I will really try and be as brief as possible.
I thought so. Brody also mentioned Georgina's 2 teenage children that she had with Weinstein. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, really hoping the kids got the mother's genes. and talk less than Brody. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heavy snow will continue for a good chunk of the day with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow and potentially whiteout conditions at times here throughout the day today. Wind will gradually die down this evening. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.